Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It's 1:20 in the afternoon, a beautiful Monday out there. In fact, almost felt like a day of playing hooky, but I can't because there'd be nobody else. Ben, you'd be doing Farm Talk here coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
It'd be an hour and 40 minutes of Twins commentary and why we shouldn't watch them anymore. Yeah. Well, good afternoon. Mick Kerr is going to be off on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. He actually wheeled, I don't know if you know this, Ben, but he actually wheeled his golf clubs out of his office.
Really? Those have been there for quite a while.
I know. In fact, I saw like several critters escaping. They've been making a nest in there for a couple of years, so I hope he's getting out to the golf course. But let's take a look. We've got a busy show today. Today is actually Farm Safety, National Farm Safety Week. We're going to get into that each and every day this week. We're going to have a segment, and some of this is compliments to Angie Johnson. She has been working with me. We visited a little bit earlier today, but we want to do as much farm safety as we can, so that's where we're going to lead things off. We're going to talk about the North Dakota Barbecue Championships. Yes, if you're a grill master, you're going to want to check this out. We've got Ashley Waite, the marketing manager from Shields. She's going to join us a little bit later this hour. In the 2 o'clock hour, I wanted to visit with Daryl Lee. It's been a little while since I visited with him, but he is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Couple of big stories that we wanted to talk about. One kind of slid underneath the radar, but a few years ago there was a hog farm operation proposed to be being put up in the Buffalo, North Dakota area. That got shut down by the township out there, and then at the end of the month of July, the North Dakota Supreme Court reversed that and said that the township overreached with its rules, and the Farm Bureau was a part of that helping to fight for local rights. So we're going to talk to Daryl about that and many other things, including term limits. And I know they've got policy discussions going on, so he's going to join us at about 2:09. The EPA was in town last week. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to spend too much time or any time with them. But Tom Bernhardt, the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers, did. We're going to visit with him at about 2:33. And as always, Gene Henning will be coming up at 2:49. We might as well go right into Angie Johnson, my old friend. I haven't had a chance to visit with you for a while because Mick always takes you. So it's good to talk to you again, Angie.
It has been a long time, but I'm sure glad that you called. It's great to be on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and for folks that may not know, and I'm trying to recollect, give me the county that you were an agent in for a while.
Sure, yeah. I was the Steele County Extension agent for about 7 years, and so I've actually, in a few weeks, it'll be my my first year anniversary serving this new role as the Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator for NDSU Extension. So time really does fly when you're having fun.
And did you move to Fargo, too, or do you still have residency out west?
Oh, gosh, no. I you can't put a country kid in the city. I'm still out at the farm and stuff. Right. So I make my commute, and I've still got livestock, and I farm with my family as well. Oh, so that's a pretty big part of who I am.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's get to it. National Farm Safety this week. It seems like every so often we have just kind of reminders in our lives that farm safety is an important thing because, unfortunately, the agriculture industry, I believe, is number one, but if not at number one, it's up in the probably top two or three, is a dangerous occupation if you don't pay attention to what you're doing. So as we go through this week, maybe what are some of the big things, the takeaways that folks, if they work on the farm, if they're a grower, what they should know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could talk hours on different topics because you're exactly right. You know, production agriculture is on the top of the list in terms of most dangerous occupations out there. And so I guess going into fall and as we wrap up small grains harvest and get ready for edible beans and soybeans and all of our other row crops that are to follow, I think it's really important roadway safety plus harvest safety, you know, making sure your machinery is in top condition and taking time to, especially those combines, taking time to blow the chaff and the dirt and dust and all that extra plant material, blow that off and make sure your machine is cleaned up each and every night before you start the next day. So that way you're working towards preventing a dangerous situation such as a fire, because that has been occurring out western North Dakota in terms of combine fires and or baler fires. So doing some of those pieces right away are really, really crucial to prevent those types of incidences.
Well, it's been a long time for me, but I can tell you right now what would get me is the combine coming into an area, especially if you're not familiar in power lines. If you've got these taller rigs, of just understanding, know how tall your piece of machinery is, or if you've left something up that you make contact with the power line.
Absolutely. You bring up a fantastic point that I'm glad you thought about, because it's not... Oftentimes what happens is when you're transporting that equipment, the hoppers on these combines have gotten huge, and you can actually, growers can buy extensions to even make those hoppers larger and be able to hold more capacity in terms of bushels. And so those extended hoppers, those are some of the first pieces that can come in contact with overhead power lines, and that can create a very, very dangerous situation. And same with harvest, you know, chemical herbicide application burn down. If you're applying a burn down product to control weeds, making sure that you are well aware of where those power lines are, where the power poles are. So when you're making turns with your sprayer booms, that those booms are not in harm's way when it comes to the power line. So that's a fantastic note to make too, and not just combines, but people with small grains, if they're getting ready to do some fall tillage. I mean, even just transporting tillage equipment down the road, those shanks, they can easily catch and hook on power lines because the wings on those machines are getting bigger and bigger as well. So it's more just being very aware of your surroundings, making sure you're taking a travelable path. Sometimes bridges are extremely narrow, so you can't get your equipment across. So having a plan in place, just making sure you're taking the right route to get to your fields is going to be crucial for safety.
Yeah, and I think a lot of folks, or some of us too, it's like we're in a hurry to get done. We probably push the envelope and how long we're out, working extremely long days, and I'll be the first one to say, hey, my concentration level is just not the same when I work a 10, 12, 14-hour day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just you're exhausted, and I get it. I know what you're talking about. I've experienced it. I've watched others go through it. And so being able to say, you know what, I'm done for the day, especially, you know, look at how many times we work past dark. And so let's add another complication to another challenge, you know, working in the dark when you're already tired, your reaction times are slower now, just because you're physically and mentally exhausted. And so being able to say, you know what, we need to finish up for the day, can't take on anymore, is that's really powerful. And Mother Nature makes that challenging for us. We're usually always working against the clock. And so just being mindful and honest with yourself that, you know what, I can't take on any more today. Tomorrow's a new day, and we'll get there. So you bring up a fantastic point.
Is grain bin incident still number one as the most, I guess, active incident that happens? Because we talk grain bin safety all the time. You go to shows, grain bin safety. And still during the spring and the summer and even into the fall, it seems like at least once a month we're reading about a fatality in a grain bin.
Yeah, you know, I'm not quite, it's really hard to put a ranking on it just because of the reporting system out there, and honestly the lack thereof reporting systems. But you're right, it receives a lot of attention, as it should. I mean, it is, when you have a grain bin incident take place in a community, I mean, it's an earthquake. It shocks everybody, and so we can't stress the dangers that go along with grain bins that are confined space enough. I mean, I'm very much an advocate for being open and honest in terms of how dangerous those types of confined spaces really are and how much of a plan we really need to have in place before we ever consider putting ourselves with inside that grain bin. A lot of times people also forget slips, trips, and falls. So climbing up that grain bin ladder, if you have that fixed ladder system, we're actually seeing more and more slips, trips, and falls. They just don't always make the news or make the media releases. And so trying to do a better job talking about fall prevention, what different types of prevention equipment you can actually you can utilize, so that way when you are climbing up that bin, how do you make sure you're climbing, you know, 20 plus feet in the air, if not higher, and doing it safely? That's really, really key. So not only prevention education when you're thinking about going in the bin, but also just climbing it in general.
Okay. Very good. Well, unfortunately, Angie, I could talk to you all day, Angie, but they like make me do other things, so I've got to run along here. But is there something...
I'm a talker too. So.
Is there one of the websites or something on the website where people, if they want to look at some safety tips or maybe some things they want to share with their children, is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely. You know, you can go ahead and utilize the good old Google search engine and type in NDSU Farm Safety, and you will easily be able to find the resources we have there or be able to get in touch with me.
All right, very good. Angie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and thank you for the help. We've got Rich Shook from the Kindred Fire Department. He's set to talk grain bin safety with me tomorrow, and I'll keep going down the list, but I appreciate you helping me out.
Oh, absolutely. I hope everybody has a great, safe week.
All right, very good. Angie Johnson, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great.
And again, just a reminder, it is the 2022 National Farm Safety and Health Week from the 18th to the 24th. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a break. We'll look at the closing markets coming up in just a minute.